Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Don't wait another second to call. 888-723-4630.
We get a lot of new listeners who say they listen to us in the archives first for a long time. And just remember that you can listen live on your phone. You don't have to listen to the archives if you listen live on your phone. And you can go to the iTunes store or the Android store, whatever they're called, and put in eBay Radio and download it. And all you have to do is press the button. It's really easy. I mean, it's on your desktop, and I'm pressing mine right now, pressing the button.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up, and it starts playing immediately. Oh, I had it turned down.
Remember that you can listen live on your phone.
You're listening to your phone while you're listening to their show.
So I just stopped it, but it's that easy.
Yeah.
Just a little icon on your phone and you can listen to us. So Griff, congratulations. eBay has won a 2017 Retail Revolution Award from Pitney Bowes for its global shipping program, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
The awards were presented at the inaugural Pitney Bowes Retail Revolution Conference in Orlando, Florida. They honor leading global commerce innovators, early adopters, and creative problem solvers who are finding new ways to facilitate commerce by understanding consumers, thinking outside the box, mm-hmm. and delivering on the unified e-commerce promise. And Pitney Bowes said that eBay was awarded that Retail Revolution honor for being a pioneer in the cross-border industry.
That's so cool.
Providing millions of sellers in the U.S. and U.K. an opportunity to reach many millions of buyers around the world. The global shipping program, now reaching its five-year milestone, is powered by Pitney Bowes.
Pitney Bowes.
So, Griff, some sharp-eyed eBayers have noticed a new filter on search results pages.
Oh, really?
Do you know about that?
Do tell.
Well, it's in the left-hand navigation sidebar under Show Only.
Yeah.
eBay now displays the following options: returns accepted, completed listings, sold listings.
Yeah. Returns
followed
accepted.
By the new filter, deals and savings.
Ooh,
that's the new
that.
Filter is deals oh. and savings. No word from eBay yet as to the criteria for showing up in search results filtered to show only deals and savings.
Deals.
Can you
and
find
savings.
Out about that for us, maybe?
I'm using it right now.
Okay. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Kathy Terrell. My gosh, Kathy, where are you, Kathy, right now? Where are you?
I am back in New York. I am back in New York, back from the D.C. fly-in, and that's why I wanted to call in to give you guys a recap.
Please, I'm dying to hear how it went.
I've got to tell you, I went to one before. In fact, it was very nice. One of the, so we'll start from the beginning for people who may not know. So this week is Small Business Week, and eBay has a advocacy day that they do annually in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And I actually found out when I was there this year that Sharon McBride, who is the Senior Director for Global External Affairs,
mm-hmm.
Started it, which I didn't know, which I thought was great because for people that don't know what the advocacy
You know,
day,
don't feel don't bad about that word, and I'll tell you why.
Whoa.
It's
every
hard.
Single radio announcer in the entire world has a problem with that word. I used to take that
Thank
word out
you.
Anytime I could in the news
advocacy.
Or whatever. It's advocacy, and
right.
you
advocacy.
Have to, it's very difficult to say.
Right.
Anyway,
and
Kathy.
We'll call it DC Flying. So what it is for people that may not be aware of it, is that the eBay government relations team for the United States, and there are which is basically about legal affairs that affect eBay, and it is global. This one is specifically for issues that affect us as United States sellers. They do an annual event called a fly-in, and what it is it's an opportunity to bring sellers in from all across the United States. And I just went through and briefly the states that were represented this year was South Carolina, New York, Ohio, Colorado. I just grabbed a couple of them because I know I'm going to miss some, and I don't mean to offend anybody's state. Idaho, Utah, California, West Virginia, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Arizona. So literally all over the United States, sellers are asked to come in. And the reason for this is so that we can tell our stories. A lot of the people in Washington are, you know, are very aware of eBay, but they're aware of eBay as a Silicon Valley, multi-billion dollar global business. And what they're not aware of is that eBay is very much the home of small business. And you guys certainly know that.
Yes.
Our job as sellers coming in is to give voice, and not only, you know, it's interesting. We're on the radio. You know, I only get to see you guys a couple times a year, usually in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Is so much of our relationship now is electronic. It's social media. You know, in the old days, it was telephones and letters. Now it's internet, and there's something so very, very powerful. And Leon, Griff, I know you've been a part of the fly-in. Is there something about shaking the hand? There's something about telling your story face to face that they actually see you, that you're not just a tweet or a Facebook post, and that you can tell the story of your business and your family and your situation and how different issues impact you. And it resonates. I mean, I got to tell you, this year was really amazing. They heard us and they got it. And there was also a first this year, which was really exciting. We weren't allowed to talk about it until after it happened. We were invited to the White House.
Oh, so this is just something.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, and this is the first year, and just so everybody doesn't think that we were in the Rose Garden, because we actually walked by the Rose Garden, we're all like madly pulling our phones out and taking pictures.
Yeah.
There is an executive building that is right next to the White House. And
yes.
If I remember correctly, it's called the Eisenhower Building.
Yes.
And that is where our meetings were. And we did meet with senior executive staff. We were asked not to say names, so I'm being good at not saying names. But it was senior staff. And we did that Wednesday morning. So Tuesday we arrive. We have a wonderful reception, wonderful briefing where we go over the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the two big issues this year that eBay wanted to present us with, sales tax again, and each state has different things going on with sales tax, but also just the federal sales tax issue.
Right.
And then what is called de minimis, I had to learn that one, which is NAFTA is up for, could be up to, for renegotiation sometime too.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, NAFTA, part of NAFTA is how much customs duties Canadian buyers pay. And if you don't know, Canada is the number one nation that U.S. sellers export to, which makes a lot of sense.
It makes
sense.
It's so
close.
Yeah.
Mexico, I believe, is number seven, but Canada is number one. De minimis means at what point you start to pay customs duties.
Oh.
So, for instance, for the United States, if I'm buying something from England or France or Italy and it's coming to me in the U.S., I don't pay customs unless it's over $800 U.S. And it used to be lower than that. It was recently raised. Canada is $20.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's very, very low.
That's,
and
yeah,
for
that's...
those of us who sell to Canada, I sell to Canada a lot, so I spoke up about de minimis. Is I have literally people that will say to me, they're going to wait until, because it's the dollar-Canadian exchange rate they're often very sensitive to. I'll have people say, you know, I'm really interested in X, Y, and Z, but I'm going to wait for a couple days to see if there's any kind of shift with the Canadian dollar situation. So Canadian shoppers are extremely savvy on dollars and spending money, and they are very sensitive to the cost. If part of the NAFTA renegotiation could be to raise the de minimis, it would certainly be nice to be comparable to what it is for the United States, $800. Do you know how much that would help U.S. eBay sellers?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Right? Can you imagine?
Wow.
So all of us spoke up about that. That was one that we all spoke with our congressional folks with, and it's also one we raised with the White House.
And what was the reaction of the people when you brought this up?
They were very receptive because it is for, and that was, this is the fun thing about being on Washington is you're going to talk to Republicans and Democrats. And everybody's got different viewpoints on different issues. And everybody is for small business. It's just how they choose to be for small business.
Exactly.
And there wasn't one that we ran into that they didn't want more favorable, you know, they wanted a higher rate on the de minimis. And the White House was very receptive to that because it helps U.S. retail.
Of course, yeah. It helps it big time.
It's a big deal. I know that.
Right?
So,
and then what I brought up, because being the founder of eBay Stores, nothing but eBay Stores, what I had done was I had gone into my Facebook group and I had said, okay, you know, I'm going to be in Washington. I'm definitely representing New York State, and New York City. But I also want to represent you. So, and also because I knew there was going to be eBay executives there. Hal Lawton, who's the senior vice president, was there. Bob Cubbins, who's the vice president for business to consumer selling and global trust, was there. Mm-hmm. And Mario Huber, who's the senior vice president for legal affairs and general counsel for eBay, was there. And I knew the three of them were there. So I said, you know, if you have issues, you know, North America selling, if you have issues, just general seller stuff, or if you have any questions, because we do have Australian sellers and UK sellers in eBay stores, if you've got any kind of global issues or international selling issues, you know, let me know, and I will bring them up when I'm in Washington. The number one, boy, and I'm telling you, it was number one by a landslide, was the China e-packet situation. Are you aware of this at all when you guys sell? Have you run into this?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a huge sore point for eBay sellers, which is that sellers in China can ship to the United States for pennies. You know, that they're shipping dresses in for $6.99, which if you're a U.S. seller is $29.99, $39.99. Right. And it turns out that the reason they were able to do this is there's a postal regulation that's set by the United Postal Union, which is governed by the U.N. because it's international postal regulation. And the U.S. taxpayer,
wait, we got to take a break. Sorry, that's the music. We have to take a break. Stay with us, though. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up next, our closing segment of this week's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Don't miss it.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 409.
Success on eBay doesn't happen overnight. Christopher Leslie is known on eBay as top-rated seller, man of vintage, all one word. One piece of advice for a successful business on eBay is to offer fast and free shipping.
And I also offer priority shipping as a discount. I figure if I'm going to pay for economy shipping myself, which is usually first class, $3, why not give them the discount on the priority and then only charge them $3 to $4 for priority? And when you do search, like as a customer, if you search for an item and you also ship priority, that bumps you up in search as having a lower cost of shipping.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We're on the line with Kathy Terrell.
Yes, we are. So, Kathy, you were telling us about the China situation.
Okay, so this is the situation, is that basically the American taxpayer is paying for all of this. So that you and I and Griff and the rest of the eBay sellers are working our little tushies off selling on eBay, and then we're paying the U.S. government, and they're handing the money to, and we're underwriting these Chinese sellers that are undercutting us. And in some categories, and the interesting thing is when I brought it up, because it was really a big hot spot for my sellers, a lot of the other sellers that were at Main Street chimed right in and said, yes, 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 you know, they have the same situation. Mm-hmm. They have friends that are sellers, you know, in it's a situation for them. Because what happens is they are able to ship for so cheaply that there are certain categories you just don't even go into because you can't possibly compete. And this is the thing I wanted to applaud eBay on, because I truly wasn't, I knew they had an agenda for these events. I mean, they do. There's certain policies, that they see as important, that they vetted, that they want, to focus on, the sales tax de minimis, which are huge and are important. But this is what was great, was that you could come in with something like China e-packets. And I had mentioned it in an email to, I believe, Emily Shuttleworth, who's legal and government relations. And I had said, this was really a hot topic for my people. I would appreciate being able to bring it up. And she said, no, she didn't see that that was going to be a problem. So I had run it by them, you know, before. But I brought it up with Mike Dabbs, who's the senior director of government relations. And I brought it up with Hal, and I brought it up with Bob, and I brought it up with Marie. And then the other sellers chimed in. And this is what was great, was I was then able to speak of it at the White House, because it's UN. It's UN, which means then it's federal government, you know, can step in and do something. Mm. And then several of us mentioned it in briefings that we had with our congressmen, congresswomen, and senators. So what I wanted to say is eBay listens and eBay is receptive. I actually live streamed on my Facebook business page, which is I Love to Be Selling with Hal. And I brought this up because I knew it was a hot spot for my sellers.
Sure.
And sorry about if there's any noise. The people on top of us are doing a gut renovation. Do you love New York City? And he jumped right in. He said, Kathy, because eBay is for frictionless cross-border trade. And what that means, and I've always listened to that and gone, because I ship everywhere. So I'm going, to be honest, I had never really put the pieces of the puzzle together on that. I sort of had heard that word cross-border trade, but I had never really explored what eBay meant by it. And what eBay means is they want that, for instance, de minimis, that there's a very high threshold on customs, so that that way people are encouraged to shop on eBay and they're not concerned with their custom duties. And also things like the China e-packet, because Hal said, he goes, no, absolutely, we want to trade back and forth with China. We want Chinese sellers to be able to sell. We want American sellers to be able to ship. But we want it to be fair and equitable.
Sure.
And that I thought was great, because he jumped right in. He said, and also he's a senior vice president from North America, so very much he's concerned with what impacts American sellers. He said, no. He said, that's totally unfair. He absolutely got how that was incredibly unfair to American sellers, realized that it is our tax dollars that are underwriting it. And he said to me, and he said it in the live stream, he said, I will follow up on this. When we were at the White House, several different issues came up, and also people, we were roundtabling and telling our stories. And there was one of the executives that was there from the White House, basically introduced himself, and he said, he's sort of a facilitator. He's the a gentleman where if certain policies are passed, he makes sure the various departments that it affects, that they do what they need to do. So he's sort of a facilitator. So when the whole thing was over and people were shaking hands and chit-chatting, I went right up to him and introduced myself and made him aware of the China e-packet situation. And he perked right up. He said, no, I think the administration would very much support fair and equitable trade on this, that American taxpayers aren't paying for this. And Sharon McBride was standing right next to me, and he said, please make sure that information is sent to me in my office so that we can look into that. Well, let me tell you, I mean, my sellers are thrilled. Again, This is government. Everybody knows things don't happen in a day. It's not like this thing is going to turn around in 24 hours. But the big thing, like the de minimis with the NAFTA, the big thing is we were heard. And I was really impressed with Hal and Sharon and Mike Debs and Marie, because they were like, wow. And it turns out, because Hal said to me, there had been some things with China EPAC that eBay had done, but they hadn't spoken to the public about it. And I said, Hal, I said, but sellers really care about this. I said, you should let us know. And he's like, oh, okay. So again, sometimes eBay is doing things that are very much for us and to help us. They're not necessarily always messaging to us and communicating to us that they're doing it.
Right.
I think part of that is because we do get so much email. We do get so much information. You know, you've got to pick and choose what you're going to be communicating about. So
absolutely,
that was incredibly good news.
Well, that's great news.
Well, that's very helpful.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome, you guys. And then one last thing I got to tell you.
We're running out of time, so make it quick.
Oh, okay, sorry. We'll talk later, you guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, we didn't get to make one announcement I wanted to make, but maybe we'll do that. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say it. We know where it's going to be. It's going to be in Las Vegas, right, in July?
Yeah, right.
I was hoping to be able to announce something more exciting today.
Yeah, but you can't do it till
I know.
1 and we're off the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Join us on Tuesday, May 9th, with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you there. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.